Birdhouse Day.
That's right. We have no Corby in the birdhouse. We were able to eliminate Corby Davidson. But normally, you can send these tweets to at Corby Davidson on Twitter. Today, at Invasion9Till1 on Twitter. And we have a few. We got a few from our friends. We got a few from P1. So we'll start with a buddy. Somebody that we had a... we mixed with today with the sweet spot. One, let me see if I can read this correctly. At Justin Monty. Yeah, I think he's like one of the real popular dudes on the ticket. Not sure. How Reddit much hero. Would you have to be paid per year? How much more would you have to be paid per year to wear a suit to work every day? I never had to wear a suit to work every day, but I did work at a car dealership for like 8-9 months. And we had to wear a shirt and tie every day. And that was pretty awful. I also worked for 6 hours as a sample hander-outer at Sam's Club. And I had to wear a tie that day and like dress clothes, like slack and white shirt. 6 days is all I could do of that. And I left. I don't think there's a job now that I would accept that I had to wear a suit.
I had a radio job once years ago, 20 years ago, actually, exactly. And it was in the middle of nowhere in Florida. And for whatever reason, I mean, I did a morning show on a like mix type music station, like music from 80s, 90s and today type thing. Mm-hmm. And I did the 6 to 10 morning show. I don't know why, but the guy who owned the station, it was a family-owned station, and he was one of those guys that was under the belief of, you will sound how you dress. And so you had to wear, you didn't have to wear a suit, but you had to wear a button-up shirt tucked in with slacks or khaki pants. On radio, doing radio.
What an absolute beating.
And I don't know, like when we do radio, for me the vibe... I wouldn't want to wear a suit. I've worn a suit before when we've gone to certain places. I did it once at the SMU Athletic Forum just because I have a suit that I bought for my wedding, and I think I've worn it twice.
Yeah, Donnie showed up in shorts.
No, he was wearing nice clothes as well. But he had kind of said, yeah, you want to dress nicer for this. And I was like, well, you know what? I'll just wear my suit. Why not? Who cares? Because I never wear it.
Yeah, you never get a chance.
I still wear a hat, I believe.
You know what? I did wear a suit when I went on the Cowboys charter the first time.
Yeah.
And then I looked around and noticed there were about 5 people in suits and was like, I'm not doing this again. I cannot stand wearing shirts with collars where they're buttoned all the way up. Cannot do the tie.
I don't mind it every once or twice a year.
I hate it, and I'll bitch about it the whole time.
But I always wear a hat when I do radio, and I always, for years I have, because I feel more relaxed when I do a hat, and I like the way that I feel when I'm relaxed.
And you can't, I mean, you can't throw trucker hat on when you're wearing a suit.
I wore a hat with the suit before.
No, you did not.
Yeah. If I'm going to do the radio show, I'm going to put my hat on.
That's hilarious.
I would love to know the squeal per capita when he's in a suit.
Ooh.
If that affects it.
Yeah, do you think your throat like expands when you wear a suit? Or does it contract because you have the tie on?
Go to his old boss's theory.
Get some old old audio. We can get the intern to listen to all
of you look
of
good,
your
you talk
audio
good.
No, for squeaks.
Probably got it somewhere to figure it out.
Yeah.
On a cassette tape somewhere.
So thanks at Justin Monty. We appreciate it. This one from at Nick Ader. Rank the on-air ticket fights for most uncomfortable for any show in ticket history.
What happened?
So we went through a good list of these.
Number one.
About a week ago. And I still hold the Musers Wade Phillips fight in very high regard.
I want that job.
Bad radio. Don't eat the napkin. Don't let him eat the napkin.
Try to focus a little bit.
And the I will beat your ass. Those are my top three.
From a long time ago was really bizarre. And I don't know if you consider the Lee Corso Dan deal as a fight, and it wasn't with ticket personalities because Lee Corso obviously isn't one, but that was awesome.
Yeah, way up there.
That was fantastic.
That one even more so because
I heard that live as it was happening.
You are a big jerk.
And it's just like, is this a bit? Like, right. What is going on?
It's somebody outside of the ticket
family.
And it
was so awkward. And Lee Corso was so pissed. It was awesome.
fantastic.
Yeah, what about Rich versus Musers? That was a really good one, too.
Rich versus Musers? Which one exactly?
That is the one where they are doing an audio test during their show.
Oh, and, yeah.
Junior kind of dresses down Rich, like, on air.
Yeah, he's like, why are you testing this during weekdays? Why don't you come up here on Saturday?
And Rich did not back down.
No, he was like, well, I have a lot going on, and why would I drive up there early on a Saturday?
Yeah. He kept calling him the assistant program director.
There's been a few. There's been a few back and forth on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, reality of it is, as I like to say,
as a great man once said a million times,
when you spend, like we do now, 20 hours plus a week around each other, and you're constantly having conversations, and you've got people who have different thoughts and unique thoughts and different opinions and different ways they see the world, sometimes you're going to butt heads.
No doubt.
And they're all number one.
Sometimes people are butt heads also.
It happens. It happens. What are you going to do?
This one from at BKMFL, and this is I'm just doing him a solid here. He asked last week, can we get just a sip from Friday since we didn't get it posted? You know what, Brian, at BKMFFL, I'll do that when I get home.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about that. Somebody messaged me about that, and I forgot.
It's probably this fella.
Well, no, it wasn't him. It was another person.
I'll take care of him. This one from P1 Waffle Stomper. Oh, look at this. It's a Stars question. With Gin Gulletson. Glenn Gulletson.
What if his name was Gin?
Wait, it turns out we're all having a real difficult
Gin
time
Gulletson.
With Glenn Gulletson's name.
Now I want to name something Gin.
Because even Jim Neal kind of had a little stumble over Gulletson in the presser. With Glenn Gulletson's returning to the Stars, what other DFW coach would you want to see come back and coach the current team?
Jimmy Johnson.
He's a little, yeah. Do we get him in their prime, or do you get them like?
No, you
today?
Have to get him now. So 80-something-year-old Jimmy Johnson, coming off of his boat from the Keys, all tan and white hair.
Ron Washington with buffalo chicken wing sauce all over and in his mustache.
Man. That's the way baseball go.
Sometimes that's the way baseball go.
You know what? It's Carlisle. I mean, he's had a lot of success.
No.
We still hate him.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. I would rather see, is Dick Motta still alive? I'd rather have him. How about Don Nelson comes back and coaches the Mavs?
Yeah, I don't know. There might be a little bit of a gap.
Oh, Dick Motta's 93 years old. Bring him back.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't know if the Big Whistle will be coming back to Dallas anytime soon. No. Feels like there's a little bit of disconnect there.
Trying to think. How about Jason Garrett? Retread.
All right. Once we get through, I think we kind of already did
that. That's a good ender.
Shoddy's a little Garrett-y himself, just a little more fun. And he has a cool visor. This one from Hot Dogs Forever. You are limited to one condiment and one condiment only to put on any future dish. What do you choose? And this is dumb. Why is it ketchup?
No, it's not
ketchup.
It's not ketchup.
Ketchup
not
is
close.
The bottom feeder of all condiments. It's terrible. It's sugar and tomato paste.
It's amazing.
It's awful.
You don't like ketchup of any kind?
No, I mean,
unpopular opinion.
Spicy ketchup is okay, but regular ketchup is for children.
And I'm a child.
Simpletons.
I'll be a child. I don't care.
Your guys' palate isn't as advanced as mine, because I'm a ranch guy.
I'm a ranch guy.
Yeah, I like ranch. I like ranch in all groovy sauces. Thousand Island-based sauces are pretty tasty.
My homemade ranch guy or a prepackaged ranch guy?
I'm a restaurant ranch guy.
Okay, prepackaged.
My one condiment would be the sriracha hot sauce from Yellowbird.
The what?
Sriracha hot sauce by a company called Yellowbird.
Okay. You know what? I didn't even think about a hot sauce being my...
I put that on my wrap every single day. I eat it all the time. I love it.
Because I could probably do like a Mateo's...
It's completely organic. It's unbelievable.
Mateo's taco sauce is quite delicious. Yeah, I might have to roll with taco sauce as my go-to.
But if it has to be like one of the generic ones, then mustard hands down.
Really?
Yes. I can eat mustard out of the bottle.
What kind? Just regular French's vanilla?
Yeah, I like yellow mustard quite a bit. There is... The spicy mustard is really good.
Yeah, like spicy brown.
But I tend to like a little spice kick, which is why once I discovered the Yellowbird hot sauces, they're just, I love them. I love them. The Serrano's fantastic, but the Sriracha one is my favorite.
I love ketchup.
We do a lot.
If I never had ketchup again, I'd be totally fine.
Yeah, I generally don't eat
ketchup. I could easily go the rest of my life without eating ketchup ever again.
Wouldn't have a problem at all. The only time I ever even do get ketchup is if I'm driving in the car and I'm going to have a cheeseburger because I don't want all the veggies to slide off. So I will get meat, cheese, ketchup only.
A lot of the times if we go somewhere and I happen to get fries, I will use mustard to dip my fries and not ketchup.
I'll just raw dog fries before I even dip in ketchup. I have no interest.
Mustard is Michael Jordan and ketchup is just some dude in the league.
You know, the French put mayonnaise on their fries.
I was about to head to mayo next.
Ketchup has more value than mayo.
You're wrong. Whoa. You're just wrong.
Mayonnaise is, I don't even know why it exists.
Because it's delicious?
I can't do it. It's disgusting.
Mayo is so much more versatile.
Right.
Mayonnaise is the Beastie Boys of condiments.
Stop saying it that way, first
Beastie
of all.
Beastie Boys are greatness, though.
We don't want to get into this.
Mayonnaise. Well,
yeah, I know. I need him to stop saying that.
Oh, so we're going to call it mayonnaise, but then when we call it for short, it's mayo.
Yes.
So mayonnaise.
You're an idiot. Mayo.
I almost got stupid. No, I was close.
I know what that'll lead to. I know what that'll lead to. No, mayo is delicious because it can be changed into whatever you want it to be. It's just a base. Like I very rarely will just eat mayo anymore. And
you're saying like using it as like an egg salad or something?
As egg salad or even just sprucing up your.
What about tuna salad?
Tuna salad, it's the same thing, and it's mayo that makes it a salad.
Travis is right on this.
And so the other part
it does have a. If you're using it in that regard, then yes.
Because like we'll season our mayo on everything we do. So like, I'll do a turkey sandwich and then mayo both sides of the bread. We'll slap your mama Cajun on there.
I forgot you can use mayo for tuna salad.
Yeah.
Or chicken salad.
Yeah.
Which I like both.
Egg salad.
Egg salad, I like that as well. I like salads made out of simple things.
Without lettuce in it. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, that's my favorite kind of
salad. Yeah, because now you're moving me back to ketchup just being...
It's the worst.
And what do you do with it?
Because, like, even if you... I almost want to say that spicy ketchup is not even the same thing as ketchup. Regular base ketchup, bottom-rate condiment of all time.
I don't disagree with you. I feel like I can name a bunch of condiments I'd rather eat before I squirted ketchup in my mouth again.
Yeah.
I liked it better when you guys didn't agree on stuff.
We had one moment there. It got close. All right, that's the birdhouse for this week.
All right, thank you, Travis.